God, we come in full expectation for you to meet us right now where we're at. God, we just ask that that you're in charge of the service, that your presence would be here, that heaven would just meet us right now. God, I just pray that you would just pour out your love upon Pastor Jeff and this congregation. God, I just pray that you bless Pastor Jeff from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, and that you would speak through him. Lord God, prepare our hearts. Open up our hearts. And I pray that you give us ears to hear, eyes to see. Distractions have no place here in the name and authority of Jesus Christ right now.
Mm-hmm.
They must go. Lord God, I just pray your outpouring of love would just pour upon every single person here right now. God, give us hearts to receive. Lord God, just make your presence known. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mary. Wow. We're in this series called Lifestyle of Thankfulness. And if you ever want to know where your inadequacies are or where you need to grow, I'd really encourage you to get a dog. So this is Phoebe, or Phoebelicious, or Phoebe Boo 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 Boo. She's got all different kinds of variations of that. She changed our lives. We got her this past spring. She'll be a year old on January 1st, and she is every bit still a puppy at 52 pounds. And she has literally destroyed every couch in our living room. She has eaten through all of that. I spent the better part of an hour yesterday sewing the slip covers that cover the bite holes, because we have people coming over tonight for small group, and I don't want them sitting on holes in our cushions. And, you know, every time she rips through one of these things, I realize that there's areas of my life that still need maturing. Just, you know, full disclosure, I'm not a perfect person. And if you were anywhere near my house this morning at 6:30 in the morning, you would have got to see it in living color. So Phoebe gets distracted by everything outdoors. And we have her bell trained, means if she has to go potty, there's a bell by the door. She walks over and nudges it with her nose. I know, we're that family. And but sometimes she just nudges that if she wants to go outside. She's a very smart dog. And so sometimes it doesn't mean that she's got to go potty. And we know when she really needs to go potty, because then she just starts running around the living room in circles. Some of you are nodding because you have dogs. And so I take her out this morning. She goes to the bathroom, but she will not go number one and number two at the same time. You didn't realize you're going to hear about potty this morning. I apologize. It's what happens when you have a dog. And so I take her out. She comes back in. We're inside for about 5 minutes. She rings the bell and starts running around in circles. So I know that she's got to go number two. So I take her outside, and she will not go. Why? Because there's 1,964 deer around our house, and she's distracted by every single one of them. So at 6:30 in the morning, if you lived anywhere near Upper Nyack, you could hear me yelling, "Why won't you go poop?" This is not how I wanted to start my Sunday morning. Sunday morning, I get up at 6 o'clock, my coffee is ready, I sit down, I take her out for potty, we come back in, I have my cup of coffee, she lays down on my lap. Not this morning. She was trying my ever-living patience. Why? Because this morning we're talking about grateful. And I was not grateful to have a dog this morning. I was not. I wanted no part of that dog. We'll talk more about this. This morning we're talking about what it really means to be grateful. Last week we talked about blessed, and I said that blessed is really not what you have, it's who you are. You're positionally blessed when you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not things, it's not even people. It's what has happened to you because of Jesus. You are blessed. That's why I said you can take a picture of yourself, a selfie, and post it on Facebook if you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and do hashtag blessed, because your life is forever changed. You're transformed. So the natural progression in my mind is then to be grateful, right? To be grateful because of what has happened to you. So grateful, here's some definitions of grateful. Merriam-Webster says, appreciative of benefits received, or affording pleasure or contentment, literally contentment is an aspect of being grateful. You know what has happened to you, and so you can sit in it. You can be content in it. But Cambridge Dictionary also says there's an aspect of showing or expressing that thanks. There's at that feeling that takes place in your soul has to manifest in some way, shape, or form. It could be in words. We'll talk about thankfulness next week. It could be words, but it could be in actions. And so there's a combination of feelings and response as we're talking about grateful this morning. Feelings and response. And we're going to be looking at Philippians chapter 4. We looked at the first half of this passage a couple months ago. We're going to be looking at the second half of this passage. So it's Philippians chapter 4. It's page 953 in the Pew Bible in front of you, or if you have an app on your phone or you have your own Bible, whatever you want to do to get to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians 4. And we're gonna start in verse 10. We're gonna read the first 14 verses, and then kind of progress through this. Philippians 4, starting in verse 10, and it says, "I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need. For I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstance. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Yet it was good for you to share in my troubles." So I just want to walk through this for a second. I know, please notice that you didn't see the word grateful in this passage, but I really believe it's the attitude of gratefulness is here. Paul was the first to bring the gospel to the church in Philippi. He was the first one to establish the church in Philippi, and that good news, the gospel is the good news of Jesus, that Jesus came to change and transform the world. He is the Son of God who came as both God and man to die for you and for me to restore our relationship with the God of the universe. That is the good news. And Paul brought it to the church in Philippi. They were forever changed and wanted to invest in Paul moving forward. They contributed to Paul's mission effort in the past, but for whatever reason, we don't really know whether they didn't have the funds to do so or not, they have now renewed their giving to Paul. And he says, I don't necessarily even need your gift, but I'm thankful for it because I have learned what it is to be content in whatever the circumstance. And the root of this word content is needing no aid with one's lot in life, thankful for one's lot in life. I'm good. I've figured it out. I don't need all this stuff. I can live with all this stuff. But I don't need it. I'm good in any and all circumstances. And then he kind of reiterates it and says it just a little bit differently. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in every situation. And this aspect of contentment it really means to be filled or sustained. So thankful for one's lot. I'm thoroughly sustained, and then we find out what he's sustained in. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. A lot of people know this Bible verse. It's Steph Curry's favorite Bible verse. He puts it on his shoes and all his stuff, and there's the I can do all things clothing line. The problem is that's not the context at all of this passage of scripture. It's not so Christians can win. It's not about winning the game or conquering the mountain. I remember when I first learned this verse and I was trying to get in shape for soccer when I was a young person, and I'd have like 200 yards left and I felt like I was going to die, and I'd start going, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. That's not the context, Jeff. That's not it at all. The context is sitting in complete contentment that God is in your life. In good situations, bad situations, okay situations, all situations is the context of this verse. To just sit in it. Let it reside. Let it, God is good. And all the stuff that he gives us and doesn't give us is great. And then he says, yet it was good for you to share in my troubles. He's letting them know, hey, listen, it is better to give than to receive. And I just want to pause here for a second because this popped into my head this week when we were going over this. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. There are oftentimes phrases that come out of the Bible that get changed or transformed. And I hear this one over and over again. God will not give you what you cannot handle or cannot bear. Right? How many have heard that before? Right? It's a lie. It's a lie. Every time I hear it, I'm going to go, whoop! Who told you that? It's not in the Bible. And I know it's a different passage of scripture, but it relates here. The passage there says, I won't allow you to be tempted or tested beyond what you couldn't handle. And then when it reaches the point where you can't go anymore, I will be there. But when it comes to handling things, there's oftentimes we experience stuff in life that we cannot handle. And guess what? It makes us dependent on him. It's a realization that we cannot do it by ourselves. None of us were meant to walk on this planet by ourselves. We were meant to walk with our Creator. He desires to walk with us. And so oftentimes we will experience things that are way over our heads. That's when we need to press in him all the more. Paul experienced all of that. He lived in plenty and he lived shipwrecked 3 times, flogged, beaten, stoned, even thrown off a cliff. He knew what it meant to be lived with things that he could not handle. And so that's why he can say with full confidence, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And out of that comes an attitude of giving. That's why I'm thankful that you gave, because in your giving, something is going to happen deep down in your soul that is going to change you. There's studies on this every year, and as you know, people, when we get closer to the Christmas season, what is better, to give a gift or to receive a gift? And all the studies always have giving a gift above everything else, right? We start asking, what do you want for Christmas? What do you want for Christmas? Nothing. I'm so spoiled. We're spoiled here in America. We're spoiled. So let me give. I love these stories. I don't know if you've ever seen Undercover Boss before. I love this show. Somebody posted this little clip on social media this week. This is Angel on the left and Mitch Modell on the right. Mitchell Modell, he is the owner founder of Modell Sporting Goods. And he dressed up as this guy who lost his business and was looking for new work, and he meets this woman, Angel, that works in one of his stores. And Angel is a mother of 3, and he finds out in this clip that Angel and her 3 kids are living in a homeless shelter. And it broke him. This woman works for him, yet she doesn't make enough to live. And so she's literally giving her all for his shop, living in a homeless shelter. But her attitude was absurd. It was like, I'm good. I got these amazing babies who love me and I love them. I got this amazing job. I've been through situations where I didn't have a job before, and I've got this amazing job. And he was shocked by this woman's attitude. She knew what it meant to be content, and she was thoroughly thankful for what she had. And she blew this millionaire's mind by her attitude and her strength. And so they always have these amazing clips. If you've never seen this, just go on and Google these. You will, if you have a soul, you will be in tears. If you don't, we need to work on it. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. That's Jeff. That's not the Holy Spirit. So this is the clip. He meets up with Angel afterwards, and she goes, Do I know you? Aren't you Joe? Aren't you that? No, I'm the owner of Modell. And I just wanted to say that I was blown away by your attitude. I was blown away by your character. And I want to promote you to assistant manager and give you a $12,000 annual increase. And she starts to like hyperventilate because she's never experienced any kind of gift like that. And he goes, no, that's not all. He goes, I want you out of that homeless shelter this afternoon. So I've talked to the bank, and we want to give you $250,000, and I've covered the taxes on the $250,000. Go and get a house and put your babies in a house. And then she's literally on the floor. Why? This is a thorough embodiment of what it means to be grateful, and both of them are experiencing it. Angel knows what it is to not have anything. And Mitch knows what it is to have everything. And the two of them come together and something amazing happens. Gratefulness gets displayed for the whole world to see. When Christ comes into your life, he transforms you. He wants to begin to remove the stuff of you and replace it with the stuff of him. And when he begins to do that, and that resonates with your soul and then your mind, then your mind can be grateful. And when your mind is grateful, there should be transformation. He goes on, Philippians 4, 15 to 20 here. 15 to 20, it says, moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out for Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Not that I desire your gifts. What I desire is that more be credited to your account. I have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied now that I've received from Epaphroditus the gift you sent. They are a fragrant offering and acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. In the early days, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except you only. From the very beginning, you guys got it. Other churches heard and they're like, yeah, this is good, awesome, great. I'm just going to sit here now and enjoy our pleasure. Listen, if your blessedness stops with you and gratefulness stops with you, then we're missing the points. You weren't declared blessed to make you super Christian. You weren't declared blessed because, and now all of a sudden you're special and the rest of the world doesn't matter. You were blessed because the God of the universe sees you as blessed and has declared you blessed. And he has blessed you and made you grateful, and we receive that gratefulness. But if it doesn't affect us and the people around us, then it's a gift that never gets unwrapped. And he's saying to the church in Philippi, you saw beyond yourselves. You didn't just leave it there. You unwrapped that thing and shared it with me. And the world gets changed and transformed because of it. What I desire more is that it will be credited to your account. I want you to fully see and your full impact that what you're giving to the Lord does. That everything that you're doing is affecting not only me, but everybody that I come in contact with. We have 5 groups of international workers that we send out. And every time you give to them, on our website, or you give to them on the CMA website, you're impacting someplace other than yourself. And every time you give to this church on a Sunday morning, you're not just impacting the people in these 4 walls, you're impacting everybody that we come in contact with. You get to play a part in the kingdom of God, and it doesn't just transform you, it transforms everybody around you. And Paul is saying, this is what is good. This is what is great. I want you to comprehend that. Your gifts are good and pleasing. They are a fragrant offering and acceptable sacrifice to God. They're a pleasing aroma to him. He gets excited when he sees his kids giving. He gets excited when he sees his kids receiving, but he also gets excited and he's smiling when he sees you going beyond yourself at the people around you. So you're not just giving gifts to me. I know you saw my plight, Paul's saying. I know you saw my plight. You see everything that's going on. And he's speaking from prison. I know you understand all that. But you're not just giving to me. You're giving to God, and you're giving literally to the entire world. And so this I want to say to you. I say to you that God will meet all your needs. And oftentimes we miss the needs because we don't receive the wants. And God promised us the needs and will give you what you need in this moment, in this moment, in this moment, in this moment, in this moment. And sometimes it feels like the needs aren't being met. I want you to understand the art of being grateful. I want you to understand the art of being contentment. I want you to receive, to sit, to rest, to understand what it means so that you can be grateful too. So, flashback to this dog. We come inside after she finally poops. Four times we went outside, four. Do you feel my pain? No, you don't. So we come inside, and I cordon her off in the living room. I'm like, I'm done. And I sit down, and I start reading the Bible. And I take a couple breaths, and I'm like, ugh. And I can hear her in the living room. I can hear her in the kitchen. She lays down on the floor like with kind of like a thud, like, he doesn't love me anymore. So I open up the door, and she just kind of looks up at me. And we both go out to the living room, and I sit down on the couch, and she comes, and she rests her head right on my thigh. And she looks right up at me. You can learn so much from a dog. I'll get up, and I'll go to the other room, and guess what? She follows. Because she wants to be with me. The God of the universe wants to be with you. He doesn't care how good or bad your day is. He wants to be with you. He doesn't care if you yell at him in this moment and smile at him in the next. He cares about you. He doesn't care if you lose it in this moment and receive it in this moment. He cares about you. He wants you to fully understand what it means to have a relationship with him. And when you do, then you can sit in contentment. And you can sit and be grateful. But it can't just stay there. In that moment, it's got to change. It's got to transform us so that we respond back to him and to others. So I have a simple response this morning. What are you grateful for? What are you grateful for? What has just flown right past this week? This month, this year, what have you missed that God has done in your life to transform you? What have you missed that he wanted you to see? What have you missed that you can sit and receive and soak in what he has for you? What does he want to say through you, about you, in you, and around you to those that you come in contact with? Let me pray for us. Lord, I ask that you would speak to our hearts and you would speak to our minds. I thank you that we are blessed. I'm thankful that you desire us to be grateful. Open up our eyes to see the things that you desire us to see, and to see the people you desire us to see the impact we have made or could make because of how great you have been to us. We love you, Daddy, in Christ's name. Amen.